I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Vermont's private health insurance providers are asking the state to let them raise rates by more than 8% next year. State officials say the request underscores the need for more comprehensive reform of the health care payment system. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
The requests from Blue Cross Blue Shield and MVP will affect plans sold on Vermont Health Connect, and they're significantly higher than the rate increases that policyholders experienced last year. Blue Cross's request is 40% higher than the hike that its policyholders were hit with last year. MVP's proposal is triple the increase that its customers saw between 2015 and 2016.
And I think this points out how important it is to stay on this long-term path that we know leads to cost containment.
That's Lawrence Miller, chief of healthcare reform for the Shulman administration. Miller's shop has spent the last few years pushing for an overhaul of a payment scheme that compensates doctors for the volume of the procedures they perform as opposed to the impact of that care on the health of their patients. Miller says the Federal Affordable Care Act, known as the ACA, left payment reform as unfinished business.
The ACA did a lot for coverage and making sure people were covered. That didn't do a lot for costs.
And if Vermont is going to tackle that cost problem, then Miller says it needs to eliminate the, quote, perverse incentives that he says are driving up the cost of care. Blue Cross officials say the rising cost of care is responsible for about half the proposed increase. They blame higher-than-expected claims from people getting policies on the state's health care exchange for the remainder of the hike. But the rate requests for plans sold on Vermont Health Connect might not be as bad as they sound. Cynthia Cox is Associate Director for Health Reform and Private Insurance at the Henry J. Kaiser Family Foundation, a health policy organization in Washington, D.C.
That's actually quite good compared to what we're expecting to see across the country.
For example, Fox says health plans in Oregon are slated for average increases of nearly 30%. Al Gobay, chairman of the Green Mountain Care Board and a business owner himself, says the proposed rate increases aren't sustainable in the long run. But he says rates are trending in the right direction.
10 years ago in my company, I was seeing 15% rate increases. You know, these are basically half that.
Gobay and Miller stressed that the rate request will now undergo a review process. The Green Mountain Care Board, as it did last year, might end up reducing those rates if it decides they aren't justified. But Gobay says the state ultimately needs to bring rate increases in line with inflation. To get there, Gobay says the state needs a successful payment reform initiative. And he says the state also needs to do something about an underfunded Medicaid system that requires private policyholders to prop up government-subsidized insurance plans. Betsy Bishop, executive director of the Vermont Chamber of Commerce, says rate increases of the sort Blue Cross and MVP are proposing will hurt the business community.
We need to understand what is driving the costs that are driving those premium rates for businesses. An 8% increase is not sustainable.
Bishop says one of the surest ways to lower those costs is to give companies a wider range of insurance products to choose from.
And Vermont has a pretty strong track record of narrowing those choices for businesses and individuals.
The Green Mountain Care Board has 90 days to review the rate requests. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.